Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Well, I understand that there could be some good news for both Pennsylvania taxpayers and the Department of Revenue as well. You've been working on some legislation that would help to simplify things when it comes to the statute of limitations for circumstances where a taxpayer may owe back taxes. What's going on here, and why would a change to the statute of limitations dramatically improve the situation?
Mike, I'm extraordinarily excited. We had a great meeting this past week with the Department of Revenue, and here's what the bill does. It establishes a 10-year statute of limitations for corporate and personal income taxes with a taxpayer so that at the end of 10 years, that tax, if it's not collected, goes away. And a lot of times, someone's going to say, well, that's not fair. The person would owe the tax. Well, in fact, that's not the case. In a lot of cases, it might have been a flaw or an error in the system. And records retention for everybody is only typically 7 to 10 years. So we were having taxpayers get these notices that they couldn't possibly defend themselves against. And they were having to deal with the Department of Revenue. And in many cases, after extensive amount of research and candidly nervousness on the part of the taxpayer who was seeing a tax bill for something they didn't really owe, they found that the bill wasn't in fact valid. So what our bill does is it puts a 10-year statute of limitations, and at the same time, it says to the Department of Revenue, use your efforts to collect those taxes that we know are in fact due. And even the Department of Revenue acknowledged that after about 10 years, those taxes are not likely still valid. It allows them to focus more energies on those taxes that are in fact due, which will increase the collections for the Commonwealth of those legitimate taxes, and at the same time, free the taxpayer up of the burden of trying to defend themselves against something for which they no longer have records. I'm really excited about it. I was so thankful that Mike Reese, our chairman of the Finance Committee, has agreed to run the bill in early May. And then we've had understanding that the bill would then run in the full House of Representatives. We think we have great bipartisan support because the administration is in support of what we're doing. And if we're able to get it done and through the House quickly, it'll be on its way to the Senate and hopefully providing a tremendous amount of relief for all the taxpayers in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania so that we can be finally in concert with what the federal government is doing and give people the ability to sleep a little bit better at night when you get one of these rogue mailings that says basically that they have unpaid taxes from 40 years ago.
And one of the heavy lifts here was, of course, getting the Department of Revenue to see the wisdom in this that they may actually make their jobs easier as well.
Mike, I was actually very pleasantly surprised when we had the discussions with the Department of Revenue. Because 2 years ago, I ran into a brick wall, and we were not successful in getting any assistance on it. But this time, due to the great efforts of the committee chair and the executive director of the Finance Committee, we were able to get the Department of Revenue, and they were very willing to sit down and talk to us and make some additional recommendations that would even help taxpayers even more. So I'm pretty excited that this is going to have some good news for all of us, and I was very thankful that the Department of Revenue was so willing to talk.
Representative Ryan, we look forward to seeing this come through the House of Representatives and listening to the floor debate. Thanks for joining us today, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.